Montana State News Network.
I'm Dennis Bragg. Bitterroot National Forest officially raising its fire danger level from low to moderate. Forest officials say a mix of dry weather, drying vegetation, and volatile fuel conditions prompted the change to ensure public and firefighter safety. There are no formal fire restrictions in place yet, but officials warn that fires can now start easily from accidental causes and spread rapidly on windy days. Democratic Senate candidate Alani Bankhead is completely dismissing speculation she'll drop out of the three-way race to replace outgoing Senator Steve Daines. Bankhead was the surprise winner of the primary this month, getting the nomination that also started immediate speculation about her dropping out of the three-way race. But at a small press conference in Missoula, she made it clear she's in it to win. At the same time, Bankhead lobbing some salvos at independent candidate Seth Bodner, attacking him for his handling of a series of discrimination lawsuits while he was the University of Montana president. But it may all come down to money. The most recent filing show Bankhead has raised just over $23,000, while Bodner, who's also secured support from some Democrats, including former Senators John Tester and Max Baucus, already has a war chest north of $2 million. GOP nominee Kurt Almy has raised just over $1.1 million, with most of that still available. For comparison, Tester raised over $88 million in his unsuccessful re-election bid against challenger Tim Sheehy in 2024, but that race also saw record spending up to $250 to as much as $280 million with all the PAC and party money that was directed at the high-profile contest. Montana drivers seeing a significant breakdown in prices at the pump over the past few weeks. According to the latest survey by GasBuddy.com, the average Montana gas price plummeted 34.5 cents per gallon compared to just a month ago. That steady slide includes 13.5 cent drop in the past week alone. That brings today's statewide average down to $4.23. This is the Montana State News Network.
For more on these stories and others around Montana, download the Montana State News app.